Hi, everybody. This is Vance Stevens in Al Ain, United Arab Emirates, and we are here to celebrate another Electronic Village Online. This is our 16th year, I think, and or 15th. Someone can correct me on that. But anyway, they started in 2001, and this is 2016, so at least the 15th year. And we're here with all our moderators at the end of the session. This is February 14th, 2016. So the session is just wrapping up. We have very special guests here. Jeff LeBeau, who is streaming this broadcast on webvisionaction.org/live. And if you can't hear me in this broadcast, it means that if you can hear me, it doesn't apply to you because that's for people who can't get here. Anyway, but I hope you'll find that I've made some notes in the places where people would go to come here. Anyway, so Jeff is. Maybe I should say hi, Jeff. You can stop me talking. So, why don't you say hi?
Hello, Vance and everybody. Happy graduation day. Congratulations on surviving the 5 weeks of EVO. I have not been as active as I had hoped, so even the sessions I had enrolled in, I have not tuned in as much as I wanted. But so I love these kinds of ceremonies to hear some of the highlights and hopefully gather some archival material that we can check out later. And if you do know anyone who is having trouble accessing the Blackboard Collaborate, I will put the URL of where the simulcast is. They won't be able to participate, but at least they'll be able to tune in.
And I would like to recommend for anybody who's having technical issues on a computer to try to download the app for Blackboard Collaborate on your phone, if you have a smartphone. When I have not been able to access the room from my laptop, I have been successful in accessing it from my phone, so you might give that a try. Of course, if you're listening to me, you didn't have a problem, so that's kind of useless. Sorry about that.
I see that someone is trying to screen share, too. That's probably not very wise, unless you have a reason. So if you're going to screen share, why don't you let us know? Otherwise, we'll keep it back at the whiteboard. And if you screen share, we'll lose our whiteboard, so you get one or the other these days. Anyway, this is also a Learning Together session. This is Learning Together Sunday, as many Sundays are. I think it's 318 now. It's 318th podcast. So I like to mention that. I made Nellie a moderator, so she can upload her slides. If anyone needs moderator privileges, we'll try to get your message in the chat. And I don't see Mubarak here. Is he here?
I haven't seen him yet, Vance, so I'm going to presume that he's having technical difficulties like so many of us.
Yes, it's kind of odd. I actually had an internet problem here. We had to unplug our browser, and one of my computers wasn't able to connect for some time. But anyway, it might be back. And you just heard from Nina Ziaklos. She was our chief moderator last year, our head coordinator, and Mubarak, we just talked about, is our lead coordinator this year. Nina was lead coordinator for 2 years, so I suppose she's standing in for Mubarak until he arrives, and apparently some of us are experiencing some technical difficulties here. So, I just wonder if Nellie managed to get privileges and is uploading her PowerPoint. So we have a sort of a schedule. Maybe we could put it. Oh, there we go. Oh, she did. Okay, well done, Nellie. Okay. So we do have a schedule. I haven't been able to get one up on the screen, but I could do a web tour and put it up. A good place to put it would be in webvisionaction.org because that's a page that is near the top of the schedule. Let's see. I also lost, when I was rebooting on my computers, I lost the schedule So I think in about 5 minutes we're going to start with our first session, our first presentation. Does anybody else have the schedule at hand? You could tell us who that will be.
Yeah, I do, Ben, if you want me. But I added it to the chat box. That helps.
Ah, the schedule, okay. Yes, okay, that will work. Okay, yes. So let me try and I'll open that on one of my computers, and I'll see if I can do a web tour. That would be the easiest way. So that's going to remove the whiteboard. But we're not ready for your slides. Is that correct, Nellie?
No, of course not. Just move them where you want them to be. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'm just going to put a web tour here. That should put that schedule on the board. That was very useful, Nellie. Thank you very much. That's Nellie Deutsch, who's probably broken the record for number of participants in the Super MOOC. And Nina was just asking how that went. Nellie, maybe you could tell us a little bit about that. Does everyone see the schedule?
Sorry. First of all, it's not my MOOC. It's the CLIL MOOC. It's the Techno CLIL EVO session with over 5,000 participants.
Yeah, they're on the schedule to talk at 20 minutes after 15 hours or 3:20.
But we should probably get going because although there is no one for the first 5 minutes, we're supposed to be changing over every 5 minutes. So it looks like the first team up is teaching pronunciation.
Is there anybody here that's not on the schedule that would like to jump into that first slot?
Can I jump into that first slot just for 2 minutes?
And yeah,
Teresa.
I have to go.
I forgot to introduce Teresa Almeida Deja, who's also invited as a special guest.
Thank you.
Honored.
Honored. Okay, but I wonder what you'd like me to tell you to talk about just for a couple of minutes.
Why don't you talk about how you became involved in WebHeads and the EVO?
Oh,
way back in the day.
Okay. Well, it all started back in 2002, Vance, January 2002. That's when the WebHeads in Action workshop was first launched. And I just grabbed it and loved it. Worked a lot with Daphne, who I don't think is here, and Sus Nirop from Denmark. And then we formed the Becoming a Webhead workshop, which went on for 10 years. And let me see if I can put the link here. Yes, for that page, for 2013, 10 years of fall, which was fantastic. We got across to over 3,000 teachers worldwide from 100 plus countries, which was fantastic. And then I thought it was time to bring in some fresh blood. I did. Some of them are here, such as Sneja, Mariana, Ayat, and sorry if I'm, J.A. was also with us for several years, and Nina, but anyway, the last group I mentioned, Ayat, Mariana, and others, started the ICT for ELT, and here they are, continuing on what we were doing, or what we did for 10 years, and it's just, yeah, we're ball babies. I love that. And I've been away from this sort of thing. I'm in a new group, which doesn't mean that I'm not here, because I was really last week a lot to help Anishwara, as others did. And this is a great thing about this community, WebHeads. We all help out immediately when a question is posted. So anyway, I'm in a different group now. I know that there was a pronunciation workshop. I didn't take part in it, but one of the members in my group, Peggy Tharp, did. I published an e-dictionary to make pronunciation easy for Portuguese-speaking learners. That's what I'm working on, and that's it. And I hope that many of you who are in your specific workshops do join the WebHits, because it's just a fabulous group, and we need to continue growing this community. And Vance, thank you for all the work you've done along, for me, these 14 years. It's been fabulous.
Well, thank you very much. I might just point out that you mentioned two entities. One is WebHeads in Action, which was an EVO session of the second year of EVO. EVO, as I mentioned, started in 2001. And that just sort of took a life of its own. But we are here tonight to celebrate Electronic Village Online, which is kind of in, well, it's a Electronic Village Online, I might as well put on the for the record, is a kind of a community of practice that's set up by CalIS, Computer Assisted Language Learning Intersection in TESOL. It's sponsored by TESOL, loosely, I should say, and it's, as you can see, we have many different sessions who people put in proposals to give a session, and those proposals are vetted and accepted, and then there's a training period that goes on where the moderators are sort of, we all make sure that everybody is on top of their game, and then when they appear to be around December, they do last minute work on their sessions and get their announcements in order at evosessions.pbworks.com. And then we set them loose on the world in January, and we go for 5 weeks. January, I can't remember exactly the date we started, around the 12th or anyway, maybe 07th, I think. But in any event, we're just wrapping up today. So, keeping an eye on the time, I might find out if any other of our, what we call ourselves, hosts have anything to say, and then we'll, is Pierce and Rosalind ready? Are they here? Yes, Rosalind is here. She's here for teaching pronunciation differently, one of the many sessions we've offered. So, should we ask her to proceed?
Yep, I'm going to mute my mic.
Okay, I'll mute mine. That's actually a good idea, speaking of that. If you have earphones, you should wear them, otherwise we get echo on the mics. I've made about 4 mics available, but please do mute your mic when you're not actually using it, and then we'll make sure that people who want to talk have a mic available. Okay, so without further ado, teaching pronunciation differently, Piers Musson and Rosalind Young. And are you guys okay, Piers and Rosalind? Yeah, you have to click on talk. That's a good point. Yes, I hear you, okay. We can't hear anything. Have you run an audio setup wizard? If you are having trouble with sound, what you should do is we could switch maybe teachers as designers into this position, and you go to tools, the tools menu, pull down tools, find audio, and then run the audio setup wizard, and that will configure your microphones and your speakers. It will tell you if you have any problems. It will help you select the right mic and all that sort of stuff. So if you're going to speak to us, make sure you do that. Okay, so is Anya Rolinska here? Would she like to talk to us about teachers as designers?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, you can. Okay.
Okay, that's Hi. Great. Okay, so hello everybody, and I'd like to talk about the Teachers as Designers. That was a session that was offered this year for the first time. And I'd like to say hello to the participants Teachers of Design participants present in the room right now. So I can see Joe, and I think I've also seen Ivona. If anybody else is there, warm welcome to you. And okay, so when it comes to teachers as designers, as I said, it's a new session, very hands-on, very practical, project-based, and the participants were asked to engage with the framework of learning design in order to explore how the technology could be integrated in the classrooms. We've had just over 200 people who signed up for the session. Of course, not everybody participated actively, but around 70 people completed the initial survey. So we know that most of those who completed the survey were teachers, as opposed to, let's say, teacher trainers or in management positions. Most of them were female, around in the 40s or 30s, and very experience professionally. Also, most of them admitted they did prefer teaching face-to-face, but they were trying to use digital tools, and the ones they were most familiar with were online presentation apps, videos, screencast blogs, and wikis. So out of the 200 that signed up, around 20, maybe 30, between 20 and 30 engaged in conversations and discussions in the forums. We use Canvas, by the way, and they were working throughout the 5 weeks. They were working on the educational dreams, challenges, and they were trying to explore and examine their context and their learners in order to come up with an ICT solution. As a result, they produce prototypes, and at the moment we have 7 prototypes in the Padlet. And I'm sure a few more will be added in the next few days, because I know that people are still working on them. I'm just looking for the link to share with you, so that if you want, you can have a look at the prototypes and celebrate our achievements with us. Quite a few nice projects, and ranging from using blogs with teacher trainees in order to help them with reflections on the practice. And that's from Joanna from Poland. We also have a really nice project trying to engage students with films in order to practice the speaking skills. Again, that's from Poland, from Ivona. We've got a lovely project using Greek mythology, and that's from Anna Gabrielli, and she used Prezi to produce that. We've got mobile English video, mobile English from Karina, who is one of the moderators. So there's a range of nice ideas, also a nice Edmondo idea from Alejandra, who used Edmondo to create an opportunity for her students who missed the class, and she wants them to have somewhere to go in order to catch up on what happened in the class. And it was really nice to see people engaging with the ideas. And I think the nicest thing was how they supported each other. We had a peer review built into the course design, or the session design, sorry. And it was really good to see them engaging with each other and giving feedback, and not just just as a couple of sentences like, oh, this is nice, this is great, but actually they tried to give feedback that is as constructive as possible. So I'm really grateful to everybody for engaging. And I know that the session, the materials were quite, the session was challenging in terms of time commitment and I don't know, ideas as well. And the learning design is all about iteration and repeating. So sometimes it might seem like it's getting a bit boring, but everybody appreciate that actually that opportunity to work on refining and revising the ideas. What else could I say? We've had convergence sessions. We used Adobe Connect, which was lent to us by the IATEFL Learning Technologies Group. So thank you very much for that as well. If anybody from the LTSIG is here in the room, thanks a lot for giving us this opportunity. And we had four convergence sessions, and during two of them we had guest speakers, and I think that was particularly useful. So we had Ryan Cardwell from China, who talked about Design for Change, a very interesting project engaging children in designing new things, educational new things in China. And then we also had Muriel Garreta Domingo from Barcelona talking about learning design. She's actually, she was involved in the MOOC that our session is based on. So it was useful to have her there to talk about heuristics and evaluation. The convergence sessions were attended by a small crowd of people, from 2 to 12, but some of them showed quite a lot of dedication, and especially thanks to Joe from California, who I think it was 5 o'clock in the morning at his place in order to attend our session. I know that, I don't know what how we are doing for time. Ooh. I know that
overtime.
Karina is still there. Karina is also in the room. If she wants to say a few words, Karina, would you like to? I don't know whether she can be given the microphone right.
Okay, so
Karina for. Well, I'm really pleased with the session, and hopefully the participants as well. The session will stay open for another, I don't know, 2 weeks, and hopefully we will wrap up in a week or so and have more prototypes. And I also hope that we will keep in touch with those who have submitted prototypes and anybody else, because it would be really nice to see how these designs work in the classroom. Hopefully we'll be in touch in a couple of months or a half a year to see how the project went. Okay, so that's
sounds
that's
like a all very interesting
me.
Session.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I jump in for just 1 minute? Fans, this is Nina.
Okay.
And I had the privilege of mentoring Anya, Karen, Karina, Emma, and for a while Barbara. Did I miss anybody? And I just want to say that they were an extraordinarily cohesive and professional group of people. I was so impressed with the level of organization, of commitment. When I would email them, they would get back to me like before I sent the email. They were just wonderful to work with. And it doesn't surprise me at all to hear that the session went great.
Okay.
And well, I would also like to, if I can just say thank you to Nina for all the advice and support she's given us during the session. It was a great pleasure to work with you.
As it was to work with you. Thank you, Anya. I hope we see you back next year.
I hope so too.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to be quite aware of the time. In fact, I think I'm going to find a timer and set it for, say, 7 minutes so that people will be able to see. But although that was really interesting, so no problem there. We're not that badly off time. But we do have quite a lot of sessions to cover. So let's see. I've also noticed that was a very good idea putting a link to your session into the chat, because then I can open this and put it in the web tour, and that would make a good visual for anybody who's going to present, if they could put something up in, put a link, and then we'll share it, and then we'll have a visual for your session. And let's see, what about Piers and Rosalind? Did you guys get your microphones working?
Hello, hello.
If so, yes, good, good.
Can you hear me?
So this is,
can you hear me?
Mubarak.
Yeah, hello, man. I'm sorry, I'm a bit late for this because I had a technological glitch I have just managed to solve. So thank you very much for, let's say, starting the job, and thanks, Van, Jeff, and Nelly, and Nina, for being here. Thanks, Teresa. Thanks, everyone. I really wish a wonderful session to everyone. Thank you very much.
Yes, we did introduce you as the head coordinator for our session, and Nina has been standing in for you. But of course, you've been doing a great job this last year. And we certainly appreciate all the effort that you put into it. It's a lot of work. And Mubarak, in fact, organized this event and lined up the hosts for it and has placed this Google Doc that we're following, giving us the sessions we're starting, who's going to talk now. And I just got an email from Village. I'm not sure if Village, they're having trouble getting into the Blackboard Collaborate. So if let's open the floor to Piers and Rosalind.
No, no, hang on, I'm here. Village. I'm here.
Oh, hi, Piers. Sure, you made it.
I made it.
Well done. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Before you get started, Piers, Rosalind, can you put a note in the text chat of what you're doing so I'll be able to follow what's going on there? And Heike, nice to hear you, see you again. By the way, anybody who wants to put a video up, that would be nice too, if you want to run your video. Maybe I could do mine to see if it's working. Oh, no? Something else?
I'm just wondering. Going. My screen has been saying waiting for web tour for a long, long time. Are other people seeing the web tour, or is everybody kind of on hold?
Oh, someone switched off the web tour.
No.
Okay, that's okay. I'll try and fix that. But the moderators, people who are moderators, have to be careful not to switch off the web tour because it cancels the web tour. Actually, is what it does. So, let's see if I can put it. Oh, I was going to screen share.
Okay,
sorry.
I can see it now.
Back to the whiteboard. Let me see if I run the web tour again. I've got the follow me button on now. So
it's safe.
It should come on. Can you tell me? Are you getting the
I can see it, thank you.
Okay. All right. So Heike. We're back to Heike. She's been running a session which I got to mentor, by the way. And somebody's writing on the whiteboard. That's not very good.
Thanks.
Anyway,
writing on the whiteboard. It's simply the Google.
Yeah.
It's live. People are responding there, which I think is really exciting.
Yeah. Okay. we can go in and fix that. But in any event, let's get Heike going. She's doing Village, which is a really interesting session where they've been creating games in Second Life. And how did it go? Tell us about it.
Thank you very much, fans. Please watch the time. Actually, I see myself in the preview video, but it doesn't seem to want to switch on actually when I click on video. Not sure how. But anyway, I'm considered about time. Lovely to see you both and all. We've had a wonderful 5 weeks of an absolutely exciting session. Something also that we were very bit scared about because we've never done it before. Whereas before we've done 4 years of Machine Evil, creating videos, but and at that time we felt like we have some expertise, but this time we didn't feel we don't have any. And it was so exciting. We started with an empty wiki, and you really have to have a look at this wiki, which is now absolutely packed with information, with images, with videos, with detailed lists of games and activities you can do in the virtual world.
And all of us were absolutely surprised at not only the expertise that we have within the group of 15 moderators, but also how relatively easy it is to get into building games in Second Life. So let me run you quickly through the weeks, what we did and what you will see on the wiki. And Helena is happy to add things in the text chat if I forget them. So grateful for everyone. So the wiki has all of the recordings of all of the sessions. Every week we learned how to build board game, dice, story cubes and game pieces like counters in the first week. In week two we added sound and scripts, and you will find on the wiki even the scripts, yeah? Sound and scripts, two objects to create activities that encompass like old skills, language skills. You could read note cards, you could read sentence prompts, you could hear them, you could write them down, and you could then speaking activity. So always thought of language activities, because you can do a lot of games, but which ones really encourage conversation? That was the objective. So and then we learned how to create scripts with note card givers, magnetic poetry boards. Then in week three, we learned how to import mesh. And we thought it was all difficult, but in the end, all of us learned how to do it. And mesh is a beautiful thing because on the internet, you have, for example, what's known as Google Warehouse. It's a 3D object storage space where a lot of 3D objects are available to download, and we can then import them into Second Life knowing now how to do it. So thanks to Hazel, we learned that. Scavenger hunts, beautiful combination of not only trying to find the object somewhere, but also tasks like take pictures, put it on the Google Doc, competitiveness in many respects of game-like environment. And on top of that, you got a lot of games as soon as you, objects as soon as you got to certain points, yeah, which was really funny. And week four, we also went and ventured from Second Life out to OpenSim, and OpenSim offers a lot of opportunities now because OpenSim has developed a lot. Like Edmondo is a very large community out there, which is, however, not free to enter. But also in Kitely, you can get region for little money. And so we've had a session in week four where we learned how to create whole scenarios, whole worlds in other worlds. Not only that, but also hundreds of games to add to this environment for language learners. I mean, Barbara McQueen, who is our queen of language games, she filled that week four of the wiki with not only hundreds of videos, but also pictures and game ideas, 150 of them listed in a pile at bottom. Amazing. We were just awestruck. And then in week five, we had a fantastic session. So, am I running out of time? No? Tell me. So, week five, we had a fantastic session that deals with what I could say global simulation and role play. That was also scenario design. So, where we encouraged the teachers to create a whole scenario for role playing purposes, and then to actually venture into role playing sims. Creating global simulations, and not only that, we easily have the what looks like Paris, for example, available in holodecks. And then tonight we're going to have the last session, and we're looking forward to the production of our participants. We encourage them all along, please come with a game for the end and the final session. And today I was on Edge Nation and I walked into a big, huge maze already. It was absolutely funny. And the creator of the maze saying, well, I get lost in my own maze all the time. It takes so long to get to the certain point where she put some objects there. Absolutely fantastic. We feel we can still learn a little bit more. Now, this is what we've noticed in the in the session that we have a lot of activities, yeah, and a lot of, huge amount of activities, but that the game element of the activity sometimes scares us a little bit. For example, the competitiveness of games is something we sometimes don't want or don't know how to apply. So in the end of the day, after 5 weeks of learning heaps, I feel like we can still learn a little bit more when it comes to game design. Yeah. So this is maybe our task for next week, next session, next year, who knows. We had 104 members on our Google Plus drive. We had 42 in-world, which is an absolutely staggering high amount of number, 42 people working with us. We had the sandbox filled with avatars and objects and to the brim, even crashed the sim nearly, and it was so much fun. Thank you very much. Thanks, Giovanna. And it was a wonderful session. I thank Ivo for this opportunity. We learned so much.
And you're having, I think later on tonight, you're having a showcase of some kind in Second Life. Is that something that anybody could attend? Or is
yes, absolutely. We do what's known as a show and tell. Maybe, the video doesn't work now still. It works in future. We do a show and tell tonight, and everybody can show and tell their own games. And we are all yes, please come along. Show and tell. We've got so much in our inventories now. We're all resid on the sandbox. Please come along. Thank you.
you want to put the plural in the chat?
Yes.
You wouldn't know how to. Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I think that I know how hard it is to say what you need to say in 5 minutes, and all the sessions are so interesting and they do so much. So it's but we do have to move on. So sorry about that. Let's see if I'm kind of making another column for time here. I think Glennis Hansen is going to try and talk for the. Teaching pronunciation differently session. Is she available? If so, grab the microphone.
Can you hear me?
Yes, excellent. Hi, Glenn.
Can everybody
hear me?
You
can close the video if you like.
Oh, and I put on my video even.
Yes, of course.
Video doesn't
seem
to work. Can you see me on video? No, it says video error. I'll just talk then.
Okay. Yes. We see Glennis every now and then on Learning Together. We see her on video there. So if you go to the Hangout records of Learning Together, you can see Glennis on video.
Says video error, so I won't bother with that.
Okay, I'm going to start a timer for about, say, 5 minutes, then you'll know at least when you've exceeded it. Okay, go ahead. So your session was teaching pronunciation differently. Looks like we lost voice as well. You have to, don't forget to click on the talk button. Things were working just fine there for a minute. Okay, keep things moving. Maybe we'll make a competition for the microphone. Ashley Saglam.
Hi.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, that's true. Hi. Hi, everyone. So happy to be celebrating the completion of the EVO courses. Of course, we had fun, but it was intensive, and we're happy to make, be there at the finish line. There were 232 participants in classroom research EVO, and it was running for the first time, and it was our first moderating experience as well. And each week we worked on Google Community, PBWorks, Google Hangouts on air, and there was also email exchange between us. And Google Hangout was like invention of the wheel for us. basically, because it was, we weren't familiar with some of these platform, online platforms. So it was challenging. It was a challenging and a very exciting experience, not only for the participants, but also for us as well. Luckily, we had great support from the coordinators team, more experienced moderators as well. In this respect, we would like to thank our help, Aiden Wei, and Mubarak Akata, and you, Rams. Thanks a lot, because whenever there was a tech challenge, you guys were there. So we worked on introduction and role of research for teacher development in the very first week. Then we all together with the participants tried to identify the focus of the research and narrow it down. We discussed who could be the identifying, who could be the co-researchers. And then in the next week, we had sessions discussing which tools can be used for researching and data collection. And we also brainstormed about how we can analyze the data, what could be the best strategies for writing up, and ways of dissemination of research findings. And finally, we wrap the course by focusing on our reflection, whether this could be a potentially effective means for teacher development. And we kind of planned our future goals. And I really hope that all the participants enjoyed. As the moderators team, we definitely learned a lot as well. So I would like to thank for the opportunity and wish all the teams, all the moderators, good luck in the next year EVO session. Thank you. That's all from me.
Okay, well, thank you very much. If you have a URL you can put into the chat, we can put it here on our recording. So
okay.
That sounds like a very nice session.
I'll do that.
Did anybody conduct research?
Well, we kind of stopped the course where participants posted about their action research plans, because 5 weeks is such a brief amount of time. We thought that maybe we can talk about the data collection, write-up, the phases of teacher research, and we prepared the action research plan. And participants were asked to communicate their ideas, what they have in mind, using some of the web tools. So there are some interactive posters made on Blogster.
Did those actually get carried out?
Well, hopefully they will, and we will keep the community and our conversation open so that maybe we can witness their actual research and what came out of it. And maybe next year, if the EVO session will be...
Thank you very much for telling us about all that.
Okay, thank you, bye-bye.
Yes, next year, sorry, I didn't catch all that. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Ashley. Okay, well, let's have another competition for the mic. Either we get Glennis Hansen to come on.
Vance Pierce Messam from...
Come back for teaching pronunciation differently.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's here, so maybe he can talk.
Go ahead, introduce him. Sure, go ahead and introduce him. Or if Pierce could just take the microphone.
Maybe he's running the audio wizard.
Well, if it's possible, could I jump in? John and I from the flip learning session, we have our final session coming up here in a few minutes. And if we don't talk now, we might not be able to talk.
Then
go for
my
it, Kevin.
View is you should definitely talk now while Pierce is testing his mic.
Ah, well, great. So here's John, everybody. Here you go, John. Take it away.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. we did the flipped learning session.
Yeah.
And we had basically five co-moderators, Kevin, who you just met, Carolina, Jeff Megato at University of Oregon, and Khaled in Morocco. Kevin and Carolina are in Colombia. We set up our session into 5 weeks, and the wrap-up, as Kevin mentioned, is coming up in a few minutes. So week one, we did an intro where people got to know each other. Then in week two, we introduced some of the tools that are used in flipped learning, basically the screencasting. One of the things that we found out this year is that many of our participants were already familiar with screencasting, and then there were some participants who had no idea what it was. So for future, we may have to break it into two strands when we do this. Week three, we had our participants develop lesson plans, building in the flipped learning model. We got some really interesting lessons. And we found that our participants weren't just English language teachers, but we also had people from the classics and literature and some of the sciences. Week four, we did a feedback session, and this was a very active session where our participants gave a lot of good feedback to our fellow participants, as well as the moderators participated in this, and as did our mentor, Jose Antonio, who was a great mentor, I should mention that.
And a very diligent participant.
Yes, he was. And then week five, we have our wrap-up. We had guest speakers. In week three, we had Ken Bauer from the Flipped Learning Board, who also does his own flipped learning sessions independently. He has a YouTube channel for that. Last week, it was Lane Marshall, who was our sort of spiritual leader. She's the one who got this all started, but she couldn't participate this year because she was traveling, but she managed to join us. And then this week we're going to have Robin Brinks Lockwood, who has authored the book Flip It, Strategies for the ESL Classroom. And so we're all looking forward to that discussion now. We found that the interactions were very good. People who are participated give positive feedback and very helpful feedback. The two platforms we use Google Plus for our discussions. I should say three, because some people also use Google Docs for their lesson plans. And then we used Anvil, which is hosted at the University of Oregon. And with the recent update, it seems to be much easier for our participants to use than it was last year. And we had many fewer sign-in problems than last year. So that's the brief summary. Jeff or Kevin, do you want to add anything?
I think you touched on all of it. Things went really smoothly. Like you said, it was really interesting to have not only language teachers, but we had some other areas of content teachers. We had people from all over the world. So it was really interesting and humbling, and it was great to work with people from different contexts to get different types of ideas. And flipped learning is such a broad word anyway. It kind of covers a lot of different things. So it's really open to not only share different types of apps and sites and ways to encourage student engagement outside of class, but we were also able to really dig into in-class activities and what really to do practically to change your class in the in-class way. So I learned a lot, and I second everything John said. It was a great session.
We have a minute, and perhaps Jose could say something. You said he was a great great mentor and an assiduous participant. Maybe he'd like to say a word about your session.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, you can, Jose. Go ahead.
Yes, all right, yeah. Well, it was a great session. From what I feel is that there is a great potential for flipped learning. I think lots of educators just joined the bandwagon of flipped learning, but there is a lot to learn because many people think it's simple. So there is a lot of know-how and strategies that you have to know about flipping that this session shares, you know, and teaches us very well. So John and Kevin and Carolina and Khalid, they do a wonderful job. You know, I took the session last year, and this year, I mean, they improved a lot on the program. You know, it was great last year, but this year was even better. So the way I feel, it's like I was saying, there is a lot of potential for flipping because it's really, there is a lot of things that educators want to know about it, and this session is great. You know, it's a great stuff in flipping if you want to do so. That's what I had to say.
Just let me add, I want to thank EBO for allowing us to put on this session and for all the support. It's very, very helpful.
Yep, thank you very much. I think John and I will be checking out to our flipped session, week 5. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks very much. So who will the next people be?
Vance, I'm just going to jump in here to mention that I am closing out here. We have a lot of session leaders. This is Nina. I have to leave now for DC, and I will be listening in from my phone as I drive down. So I'll be with you, but not as a session leader. Thanks, everybody, for coming.
Before you go, Nina, thank you very much for everything you've done.
I'll be here. I'll be here.
Thanks, Nina.
I may not be talking.
Thanks for coming, Nina.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great session.
Have a safe drive. Thank you very much, Nina.
Okay, let's see. Anne Maria, looks like she is just... are you ready, Anne Maria? You'd like to go on? We could... cut your... Yes, go ahead. Why don't you'll tell
can
us about
you put our session up? Ben, excuse me,
yes,
I think
sure.
That if we could go, since Nevis is coming to us from Australia, and I think that it's really late at night there, we're supposed to skip
of course.
Because of
yes, I know. Just taking whoever's
thank you.
Ready. So that's fine. If you are ahead in the schedule, and probably for that reason. So yes, of course, why don't you go ahead? Are you going to talk about Moodle for Teachers? Yes, okay, excellent. All right, sorry, Anna, we'll get you next or someone else who needs to go. If you need to go, just tell us and we'll put you on next.
I'm just going to briefly introduce three sessions that took place on Moodle for Teachers, which is the Moodle website, and then let Nevis continue. I'd like to, there it is, these were the three sessions on Moodle for Teachers. We had Moodle for Teachers EVO, we had Teaching ESL to Young Learners, and the CLO. Nevis is going to take us through the, just a minute, let's go to Nevis, take us through the Teaching ESL to Young Learners, and then I'll get back on Moodle for Teachers, if that's okay. Nevis?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Great. Okay, so basically teaching EFL to young learners was a session that took teachers on a journey through using storytelling and drama games, especially board games and action songs in the classroom. So it was quite exciting for me as well, because I don't think I've ever done that much work. And also being moderator virtually on my own most of the time, also because I was on a distant time zone, plus 16 from Dr. Nelly and plus 10 from anyone else. So it was really difficult. When I went online, I was really alone, and most of the participants had already gone to sleep or whatever. And some of the forums were overflowing with information and details. Everybody just did a wonderful job. The first week was getting acquainted, and that was already wild enough because the request was to do a poodle, a little video or an audio, and that was getting people all excited because we had all sorts of wonderful videos and audios coming in, and it was nice to see teachers actually making the effort there. And then the second week was the storytelling and drama, and that was that activity was wonderful because it introduced a lot of us to some areas that we had never seen before online, like the Storyline website. And we used that as a basis to create a learning module for our classrooms using tools such as Storybird, Plotagon, Storyboard That, etc. And it was great to see the participants come up with such wonderful ideas and great modules. And the thing was that so many participants, and there were no two alike. There was really no one that came up with exactly the same idea. So it was really, really good that we used the same stories, but everyone came up with great ideas, and so much so that I was really overwhelmed half the time, even just looking and thinking of the commitment that these ladies and some chaps too putting in. Then the third week was all about games, and Dave Dodgson, the webinar by Dave, was really great because it gave us an insight into board games, creating board games or using games in the classroom that we probably, some of us, some of the older ones, are not so used to doing, or maybe some are, some aren't, I don't know, but I didn't use that much of board games in the classroom. So we were taken through some websites that you could use to create your own. And one of the websites that we used in this particular week for the task was Educator Tools. And the task was to create a board game with instructions and the age group, and also then create a video tutorial of the process of actually creating the board game. And that was exciting too, because that gave teachers an idea of how to create an audio tutorial or a video tutorial of themselves showing the process, which was a bit different for some. Some had never done anything like that, and it was really good because we also had ask them along the way to create video tutorials of the tools. So that was really exciting. We've got some really great video tutorials happening there. To wrap it up before my time is up, action songs. Learning great tips from Charles Goodger and his Fun Songs website was fantastic. And the task here was over the roof. It was either to use I'm a Sailor by Charles Goodger and create lyrics and then create a whole learning or teaching module for the classroom, or to use another existing musical score and do the same, or write their own music. And some not only write their own music, but also braved it enough and actually sang over the music. So it was really, really fantastic. And again, the work was overwhelming. There were badges, one for every week, and when they didn't happen to arrive magically, we got the forums were overflowing. These are some of the, what you're looking at now are some of the showcasing that we did for the final reflection and some of the work that we did. And that little blue character is me running around the forums answering everyone. That's it from me.
Thank you, Nevis.
Well done on timing.
I want to thank, we've been practicing, I'm kidding, with Rob Howard on how to be fast.
Or Nellie, could I just ask, it would be a really nice idea if presenters, when they're talking, while the next person comes on, if you could put some of the links in the text chat. We'll, of course, reproduce the text chat in our archives of this session. So it would be nice to have some of those links. You were talking about some good game sites. It might be nice if you could paste any, it applies to anybody, any moderator could place some links that we could have a look at. That would be really nice. Okay, well, go ahead, Nellie.
Okay, first of all, sorry for being so quick at the beginning. I want to thank Nevis. She wasn't scheduled to moderate the teaching ESL to Young Learners. She was moderating actually two sessions. She was scheduled to moderate Moodle for Teachers EVO for 2016. You can see her right here. She did a lot of work. She's amazing, and the distance. But you know what? I think the reason why we are so excited about EVO is because the participants, they are so active. And, you know, having such active teachers is so refreshing from my real life situation at school. So that's EVO. All right, a little bit about Moodle for Teachers. It's still not finished. Teachers are still working on their final courses, and I'll get to that in a minute. Moodle for Teachers goes through four courses, actually. The first one is where participants are students with limited rights, and then they go on to be teachers with teaching rights, but still limited. And then they become managers with full editing rights, where most schools don't allow teachers full manager rights. We do, so they can practice and get a lesson set up in courses of their own. Some of the things that they learned were, again, videos, because I believe that the best way to learn is to teach, I mean, because that's what I've been doing and learning. So they used various tools such as Cancelmatic, MoveNote, PresentMe, SlideSpeech, and Flotagon. The tasks included learning about teaching online, not just face-to-face, various resources on Moodle, activities on Moodle, blocks and plugins, lots of plugins which are like apps on an iPhone or Android, tablet, iPad. And they also learned about the hierarchy on Moodle, as students, of course, have their little teachers, managers, and so on. These were the topics. So it was really, really full of a lot of different things to do. And the engagement was absolutely amazing. I just kept going from laughing to crying because it was so amazing. But, of course, it's time-consuming for everyone, and I want to thank the participants for devoting so much of their time to these sessions. We also had individual and team collaboration. The team collaboration really worked well because everybody got to know everyone else. As I do in all of my Moodle sessions, and that is the badges and certificates, there's a badge a week, and it's amazing how badges motivate participants, motivate teachers and everyone. It's just amazing just to get the job done and get your badge. So there were different things. I think Ayat mentioned you go through your progress. There are boxes, boxes that you tick off as you go through, and boxes that the system, that Moodle, ticks off. And these were the badges for each of the weeks. Badge for week 5 is still going on. Participants are still working because it's really hard. That's hard as far as time goes. That's the certificate for those who complete everything. They produced a lot of videos because that's the idea. The idea is to develop video tutorials demonstrating what you've learned. And they've learned so much. It's just amazing to see, as Nevis mentioned, the kind of work that teachers come up with when they're challenged. And you learn. It's a truly learning together through the videos. The videos are available on these slides. I'll share the slides again. They're public. They're on Google Drive. This is an example of a teacher. First time. She looks so professional. This is MoveNote. That's what it looks like. And you can actually reply. When you get the slides, you can reply to everyone who's created a MoveNote. Those of you that are not familiar with it, it's a great tool for student engagement as well as getting parents out there as well. This is a Padlet. No one asked anyone to do a Padlet because they were learning in CLIL and everyone was learning with everyone. She came up with the roles and permissions on Moodle using Padlet. I love that. They also use slide speech, which is a way to get your students and, of course, teachers to get the participants to use slides and the notes to speak. So slide speech is completely free. It's a way if you're shy or you've got a cold or you can't speak for any reason. The feedback was both from the instructors or moderators, and there were peer feedback as well. Nevis mentioned Poodle. Poodle allows you to speak through a mic. I think I've got 53 seconds left. Right? To speak through a mic or through a webcam to add your feedback and anything else. They got grades or ratings, excellent, and so on, or needs improvement, and other great feedback images that really, I think, help not only you as the instructor, but everyone else. And that's it, teaching together, and Moodle for Teachers on Moodle. Thank you everyone for making this such an amazing Evo session. It's getting better all the time. I've been doing this since 2006, it just gets better. Thank you.
Yes, and sorry for interrupting you there earlier. I left the mic on, which was a faux pas on my part. Anyway, I switched jobs.
That's okay.
Congratulations, Nelly, for the great work you have been doing with your sessions.
Thank you, Mubarak. I didn't mention statistics, but in both the EVO, in both the Moodle for Teachers and the teaching EFL to young learners, we had over 300, which was a lot of work for engagement.
And these are ongoing communities, aren't they? Or is this just for this session?
You mean ongoing? No, these were new participants, except for the moderators who've been coming back year after year to help out. No, these are all, they're new, completely new communities.
Okay, do they tie in any way into the...
I was trying to ask Nelly if the sessions are going to be available after EVO is over.
Yes, they are. At the end of the month, I mean, participants have been given permission to continue working until the end of the month. In March, 1st of March, everyone will be able to go in as a guest and view everything. We're going to keep it open for a whole year, well, maybe forever, I don't know.
Great, thank you.
Yes, and please put in the text chat links where people can go and find out more about your session. Because these links will be put into the archives. So thank you very much, and thank you for keeping an eye on the time. Let's see, I believe we're Piers and Rosalind and Glennis are possibly able to speak to us. If so, grab the mic and tell us about teaching pronunciation differently.
Okay. Am I now audible, Vance?
You are. Great. Great to have you.
Fantastic. Okay, so at least one of us has succeeded in getting through. Oh, and I'm sorry, that's my telephone in the background, which I'll ignore. Yes, so this is the second year that we ran Teaching Pronunciation Differently. This is Arizio in Australia, Roslyn in France, I'm in Brighton, and Dennis helps us wonderfully in the background from Besançon in France. It went smoother this year, but we still have lots of learning to do, so it's still very challenging for us to run this session. We have about 300 people. We had 300 people last year and about the same this year. What Teaching Pronunciation Differently is about is challenging the way the idea of pronunciation only being taught by listen and repeat, or in fact any approach where people start off by listening and try to imitate or copy what it is that they're hearing. So the whole approach in Teaching Pronunciation Differently is to say we're going to take an articulatory approach. The teacher is going to be a coach rather than being a model which everybody tries to emulate or imitate. So it is a 180 degrees turn on the way that most pronunciation teaching is done around the world. And our participants were very enthusiastic about this. I think for some of them, it's very important. I think this is one of the great strengths of EVO, because these people are isolated. They're aware that they want to do pronunciation. The way they have been doing pronunciation teaching hasn't worked, has been very unsatisfactory for them and their students. And many of them have been sort of intuitively moving towards taking more of a coach's role rather than just modeling to their students. And then they discovered this session, and a number of people were just clearly very relieved and very grateful to discover that other people around the world were thinking in the same way and coming to the same conclusions that they were coming to. So it was a real sense of community among those, and I think those people appreciated it. The whole structure of EVO and the distance, the fact that it can be a worldwide community and they can participate, even though there aren't people in their immediate neighborhood who are working this way. So we were very happy with how it went. As ever, we really enjoyed the interactions with the participants. This year on the technology side, we used Google+ and PBWorks as before, but we also used an add-in to Google Forms called Autocrat, which Elizabeth Ann had put us onto. And for anybody who's looking at a way of taking in questionnaires or taking in any sort of items from students and then turning it around and send it back to students automatically with comments, this is a really fantastic tool, and we used that for our 300 participants and amended. We were able to give feedback as people did exercises and activities. We were able to give feedback automatically using this product. I don't think I have very much more to say. I did notice on the list of people here that two of our participants at least are here, Efrosini and Dolly are here. Vance, you might want to ask them if they want to say anything about the Teaching Pronunciation Differently session this year. I think Efrosini did it last year, so she can compare and contrast the two. But otherwise, that, I think, is our short report. We enjoyed it very much as ever, and we'd love to do it again next year if we're able to.
Okay. Thank you very much. I believe Elizabeth Ann has been involved in this session, and if she's around, she could say something. I don't know if you have other moderators with microphones would like to speak. We've got about 3 minutes remaining on your time. Good night to Neves, who's leaving us now. Getting some sleep in Australia.
If you can hear me from the iPhone, yes, you can. I was not actually participating this year, but I was still a member of the Google+ community, and so I was very much lurking and reading from time to time, and I found that the participation was enormous. That's all I wanted to say. But maybe a participant could say something.
Yeah, I know you had some nice things to say about the session in the first year.
Well, Efrosini and Dolly don't seem to be taking up the microphone, so perhaps. I think Lennis and Roslyn can't use their microphones, man. So perhaps that's the end of our report. We're finishing a bit early.
No, just one question. Is there any difference between this year and last year in what concerns the ongoing of the sessions with participants?
Well, the materials we use to sort of spark debate and discussion are similar but better. In terms of the level of participation, I'd say it's very, very similar actually over the 2 years. No, I'd say it was very similar sort of, the session felt similar.
Thanks, Piers. Thanks.
Okay. I believe it's Anne Marie is. She's ready. We can.
Yes, Lori and I are both here. Lori, are
okay.
you here?
Thank you very much, Piers.
I'm here too.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to put the link in the chat. If someone wants, I don't know how you pull it up. This is the link to our EVO session.
I'll have it up in just a moment.
Thank you. Before it pops up, I just want to thank Lori. She has been she's a godsend. She has done all the updates for this year's EVO, and she constantly posts new and current information for our participants. So thank you so much, Lori. The idea for this project came from a work group that we have that is specifically focused on U.S.-based English learners who are impacted by our immigration policies. So the children that we are specifically asking teachers to focus on in this EVO are those who are here without papers or are here with family members who are under threat of deportation at any time. And so this impacts their learning in the classroom. Lori and I were talking yesterday about a graphic that's going around the social media about how you can't get to Bloom's taxonomy until you have already addressed Maslow. And so I think that that's a great graphic for current educators because we're being asked to do so much and yet a lot of our kids struggle to be present in the classroom because of issues that are going on in the home. And the one that we're specifically focused on is issues of immigration. And I don't know if everybody's been listening to what's going on in our political environment right now, but it can be pretty ugly. And though we are speaking of the United States in particular in our EVO, we also know that these issues are going on across the world as people are moving because of economics and politics and war and other issues. So Lori, did you want to say anything about specifics? We had approximately 29 participants this year. Lori, are you there?
Yes, I'm there, and thank you, Anne-Marie, for the great description. This year, our participants were really concerned about, you know, what can teachers do when students and families might even be scared to share status? And that's a big concern with our population is that we have these very vulnerable children and we might not even know who they are. So looking for signs on how we can help these kids and other kids around the world who have needs that are barriers for them to start learning until we address these very basic needs of safety and security and having children feel comfortable to share their stories.
In addition to that, we also as educators are asked to get these kids to college and career ready standards, and yet the doors close for them as they graduate from us, the safety and security of a public education in the United States. They graduate from us and the doors close. And this is when they go to get their driver's license, or they go to apply for college scholarships, they find out that they are considered as others, and they suddenly have to take their very open and active lives in the community, they have to take them into the shadows. So even though we are English language teachers, these kids often come to us with these kinds of troubles because they trust us because of the way we teach and the methodologies that we use, asking them to be full participants in their schools and in their classrooms. They know that we care for them and we want to see them succeed. And so they confide in us their legal status and ask for help. So it's important for us to know what's going on out there in our local communities that and what the resources are in order to assist them. A lot of our colleagues say, well, it's none of our business. But in fact, it's hard to say that it's not, because when a child feels shut out and at wit's end, it does become our business in the school because they're not available for learning.
This is wonderful.
Yes?
I just see that your mission goes, let's say, beyond the issues of school into community, and this is great. Of course, we have to teach a lot to our children how to get involved in their communities, and very positive.
In fact, they are involved, and they have friends, and they're neighbors to somebody, you know, so they feel very at home and very welcome until they realize that their status prevents their further progress. I'd like to shout out my state, and Lori, you're with me on this one, I know. We're very proud of the state of Maryland within the United States because it is the first state in the nation to have some form of a DREAM Act, which is legal status for undocumented students to attend college at in-state tuition rates. And because issues of poverty affect our population exponentially, this is a big deal. And it took years for it to get passed, but it passed in our state by referendum. And what that means for those outside the United States, all that simply means is that it was put to a vote of the citizenship of the state of Maryland, not our legislators, so not by representative vote, but by each individual vote from the state of Maryland, the DREAM Act was passed. And this was difficult because we only have a small core of progressives in the state. It's a very mixed state, so it's not a done deal that Maryland would pass this by vote. The kids worked hard. They hit the pavement consistently with a consistent voice. We're here and we just want to go to school. We just want to get our degree to become doctors. We want to get our degree to participate fully in the community that we've lived in since we were children. So I want to thank Nina and everybody for giving us this forum, and we appreciate the participants that we have. We would like to grow in our outreach, so we'll be looking for advice from Nina and other colleagues on how to do that. Does anyone have any questions? Lori, any last comments?
Yes, I have a question about concerning the tools used to promote your session. I'd like to know what tools have you used, and did you use, for example, social media and other, let's say, networks to promote your station and to get, let's say, more participants?
If I forget anything, Lori, jump in, please. Lori put out a lot of call for participation. within our own teaching pool in our county. We also reach out to colleagues that we have who are teacher educators who can get their students involved. Again, we are looking for, and we also put it on Facebook. Anything else, Lori? Call for participation?
I think that covers our main sources in getting college professors to try to get their students involved, too.
This is Nina driving. I think you also publicized the session to various TESOL affiliates within the United States.
You're right.
That's what I thought you did, yeah. But I know it's been frustrating for all of us that the participation remains small, but you know, you have to build this community one teacher at a time, I guess. And I think it's a great session. They have organized it very well. It's not overwhelming, not as overwhelming as some of the other sessions in terms of how long it takes to do the tasks for the week, and yet it builds up from just learning about the issue to actually advocating in the final week. So I think it's a great session, although it's not relevant for many of our EVO participants. I hope that you will continue to try and reach a broader audience in the United States. And kudos to you two and to Mariam for doing it. I know Joe Rodriguez was here earlier, and I know that he participated in this session last year. Okay, I'm going to click off my mic now.
Thank you, Nina.
Lori, I'm going to call
back
to
you. Just to congratulate you as well. Congratulations to Dream Act. It's a team. Congratulations to Anne, Mary, for the great job, and I always wish you would continue your hard work for next week, next year, inshallah.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Lori.
Yes, thank you. And I'm going to remind us of the time. It's we're at the bottom of the hour, and we have three more sessions to go, unless there are some moderators here who would like to present that didn't get on the list. If there are any, you can write in the text chat. We have three presentations remaining. Let's see. Open the window here. There are ICT for ELT, TechnoClil, and EVO Minecraft book.
And I hope you're going to have time for some participants to jump into the conversation before we end.
Well, that's why I'm setting a timer and trying to keep to the times. But anyway, we do have half an hour. Of course, we don't rent halls, or we don't have to pay rent, or we're not paying anybody by the hour. So the session could go on for a little longer than it should. But then on the other hand, I know Jeff is steadfastly streaming this at webheadsinaction.org/live, and it's very late in Korea, and we do have to be considerate of people's time. But anyway, shall we invite ICT for ELT to come and tell us about their session? There's Nisha and Mariana.
Hello, can you hear? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So Mariana, I'll start this short. My name is, I'm one of ICT for ELT moms, and this year we have around 200 participants, three wonderful live sessions, Elizabeth Ann, Anna Maria Menezes, and Stevens, countless tweet meets and Skype chat participants, and as a result, we have had tons of amazing materials produced by participants. One other interesting thing is that participants were awarded badges for successfully completed weekly. We use badges were really motivating, as Nelly said. But the question is not only aimed at learning new Of course it is. And there are a lot of participants experienced in the world of web tools. And they know so much. But this session also caters for the needs of old me 4 years ago. I would just like to say shortly something about my beginning. This has been the first year as a mod for me. I was a participant for 4 years. And all of my work are exclusively made in Electronic Village on first ever webinar in 2012. And at that time, I started from, I would like to call it pre-beginner level. Actually, I was a technophobe, and I fought it. And I managed without the enormous help of my dear mom. I was ready to wave goodbye after the first week, but they didn't let me. They offered so much support, and I would like to take this opportunity to say one big thank you. Fabulous mods and great people. Teresa, Fernanda, Barak, Ayat, Maria, Mariana, Jose Antonio. Now I would like to go back to the participants. I have seen a lot of them who were just then scared of technology, and they were here just to try. And I have seen a lot of them have changed because when there is a way, when there is a will, there is a way. And a lot of new participants, actually newbies, become more confident, and they have written pieces of gratitude both to mods and peers. And that is basically of these sessions. You have such a great support from and support from your peers. And there has really been a lot of interaction of participants, and that is something for me. The support you get from your peers. Of course, you could ask the mods for help. And beside the experienced mods that I have already, Ayat, Maria, Svetlana, JA, this year, Sanya and Elizabeth were all experienced. Marcia Lima and Dara this year for the first time. So I must make me proud to be one of the ICT for Rio team mods. And I must say, I'm really proud. So that would be, in a nutshell, what I would speak. Now I would like to invite ICT for ELT participants to speak if there is anybody. I've seen a lot of them here, just I would like to hear some of them.
Go ahead, the mic is open.
If you'd like me to add something.
Sure.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ayat.
Great.
Nice to hear you again.
Thank you. So I would like just to add something and to tell Sniz and everyone that the best thing about EASY sessions is that we all started as participants. So all the group of moderators of ICT for ELT were participants in becoming a webhead, and then we started this session, and then the best thing about it is that we keep adding moderators and inviting people from the participants to be moderators and join us. So if we started at the beginning from participants to moderators, JA, Maria, Mariana, me, myself, Svetlana, and then we invited Sandra to join us, and this year, Sneja and Marcia. And it's always great to have our participants join us as moderators. It's always a great thing, and it adds to the session. So this is something I wanted to clarify to all the participants here. So you're always welcome to join us, and that's the big and the good thing about the session. So if any of our participants would like to add something, thank you.
Thanks, Claire.
ICT for ELT always invites me to, or I should say always, for the last 2 years have invited me to present at their session, and I think that's because it's the continuation between ICT for ELT and becoming a webhead. And becoming a webhead was, as we told you already, webheads began in 2002, and we continued with our sessions for a couple of years, and then I think maybe the following year or the year after, Teresa, who was here earlier, started becoming a webhead session that sort of carried on the original webheads, whereas my interests have gone on to multiliteracies and now Minecraft. But it's always been a session that's very popular. It carries on the tradition, the way the webheads began, you know, this people really reaching out to each other and sharing their knowledge and you know, doing it in the way that they really connect, very connectivist. So I'm very fond of that session, and I really like to see that movement continue. So that's, sorry to take your time. Anybody else like to talk?
I'm Mubarak Qatar, and the lead coordinator of EVL. I have been a member of Becoming a Webhead for years, and we moved from Becoming a Webhead to ICT4L, and I was the moderator. And this year also, I just couldn't leave them. I asked them to leave me. Among them, though, I don't really participate in doing any tasks, but I'm just being there for family's sake. I feel at home with this session, and all the moderators are, let's say, kind of friends. I'm really glad and proud of the work they have been doing, you know, in Becoming a Webhead and in ICT4L. I really wish this group continues in the future and would, let's say, give opportunities of learning to lots of other participants.
Okay, well, that little dinger that you heard was the time passing. So maybe we could go on to Letizia, and let's see. I see Letizia's coming up in the chat. I think you're ready.
Hello, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can see you too.
Okay.
Yes, we can see you, can hear you.
Okay. Thank you, Vance. So, I would like to say hello, everybody, and thank all of you for this great opportunity Daniela and I had to moderate this session about TechnoClil, so TechnoClil for EVO 2016. So first of all, I would like to thank Nelly for a great help, because she was our mentor, but she was also our you know, our friend. We built up a sort of team in this, a really strong team, because we've been working hard day and night, and so she was really always with us, so this is what, first of all, I want to thank her. Then our session was really successful. We are very happy and honored to have had this great success. We had 5,000 people enrolled on our Moodle platform, on Nelly's platform, and about 1,000 were active and performing all the activities of the tasks assigned. So we are really, really happy and proud of this success. So I would like to thank all our participants who are here today. We can say that the two topics of our session were CLIL and technology. So how to combine, how to match content and language integrated learning with ICT technologies, devices, because as the you know, the European Commission, but also a lot of documents, a lot of recommendations, but not only at the European level, but also globally, CLIL has been recognized as an added value to improve the quality of our education system, and that's why we strongly believe in CLIL. And we also found out that our community of 5,000 people strongly believe in CLIL as well, and so this is a great success for us. In fact, we had a lot of really exciting results, a lot of products from our participants. We had activities on mainly, so in asynchronous, in the on Moodle, and then the added value was also were also webinars. We had webinars, we can say once per day, so every day, and this week in the last week and the 50 week, also two per day. So was quite demanding, but we had positive feedback from our participants because they enjoyed taking part in this webinars with a lot of experts, international experts. We had our, we may say, godmother from Italy, the inspector, foreign languages inspector, Gisela Langer, opening with the opening webinar, and with moderating also a couple of round tables. We also organized round tables with the panelists of experts, on university experts or digital experts, so just to promote a debate. In always in WizIQ, we use Nelly's WizIQ for our synchronous meetings, and then we had also some of you of this wonderful community. We have Vance speaking about Minecraft, and then we have Shelley and Marisa and Rob. So it was so beautiful. I mean, we just felt like a big community, international community working all together, and the WizIQ was attended by about 500 people. Yes, our webinars were really successful. So about 500 people attendees on our webinars, and of course webinars were recorded. So our participants enjoyed taking part. And we are really now in our Facebook group, because we have also a Facebook group where they could discuss and also have fun. This was the added value that we can, and also one of our greatest success, to build up a real community of friends, not only colleagues, but also friends having fun together. And in Facebook, they had fun. We had fun all together, looking for the badge, or maybe just posting jokes and teasing on each other. And now we are reading, and we are really touched, because in these days we are reading post showing their they are grateful and they are loveful for us, and so say thank you, we're gonna miss you, we want to continue working with you. So we are really touched and happy to have built up such a strong community on CLIL. Now I would like to leave the floor to Daniela and Nelly, and we also would like, if possible, to share a video collecting some of the screenshots of our learning training pathway altogether, just to give you an idea of our wonderful community. So Daniela maybe can take the floor now, and in the meantime, I don't know if Nelly can share the link, otherwise I can put it down here on the chat band and you can share with us.
Is everybody seeing my web tours, which are, you should be on the TechnoCLIL page right now? I'm just wondering if
I'm seeing it, man. Thank you.
Good, good, okay. Mm-hmm. And so how, you've really done things on scale here. And
we're still watching
Moodle.
The video, Vince. Sorry.
Ah, sorry.
We're watching
sorry.
The video.
Okay. I'll interrupt a little bit. That video is going on not as part of our recording, so there is sound, and I was wondering about that. It's like I noticed one. I think what I'll do, because we have some people here from Minecraft MOOC, and I think as long as they're here, I'll go ahead and go with that. And then Janet just asked if she could talk about
Vance, I think they're not finished. Sorry about that. I think that Daniela still needs to speak.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. This is an empty recording. I know it's about a minute and 35 seconds. I watched it myself.
Daniela?
Okay, I think you have permission, Daniela. You have to click on the talk button.
Okay, Nelly, I've got more sessions to present.
I'm Letitia, sorry, Daniela says she doesn't have the right, she can't see the mic, so but I don't know if you can give her the powers away if you don't have any more time. We're sorry for that.
She should have permission. Everybody has permission. Maybe it's because too many mics are taken. Maybe if you're not speaking, you can close your mic.
How many sessions are remaining?
Yeah,
there are two.
Saying goodbye and sorry from Daniela as well because she can't take the floor, so she says hello and she apologizes, says hello everybody.
Okay, well, yeah, there must be something wrong with the microphone because I added a microphone, so everyone has it. I passed my cursor over her entry, and I saw a microphone available, so I guess maybe she's just not connected. Okay, so, well, thank you very much for that amazing session, thousands of participants. So I suppose I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit about Minecraft MOOC. Let me pop its URL here. EVO Minecraft MOOC. Let's put a URL in the tour here. We have a few moderators, co-moderators and participants present. One of them is Mircea Petrașcu, who amazed us with his incredible build. Let me get back to the web tour here. Okay. He took us on his server the other day, and he showed us some of the scripts he uses, and had us all making tunnels and putting up houses and doing all kinds of really interesting things. Showed us some of the quizzes he sets up, and he can set up quizzes where you can go into rooms and flip switches, and it rewards you if you get the answers correctly. And for example, he put some mathematical questions there, and if people solved the questions, they could do certain things. I think he was modeling for some of the ways that Minecraft can be used in education by people who know how to do it. And that's actually what EVO Minecraft MOOC was about, and that is experiencing what gamification is in learning by being a participant in the course. And let me put that link, by the way, in the text chat. This is it's an open Google Plus community. That's our community. So you can go there and you can see, pretty much, you can see our syllabus, you can see what we do. You can find our recordings. We made recordings during our session. Oh, I forgot to set a timer for myself. Let me just do that so we'll keep aware of the time. That's only fair. Okay. I'll try to keep it down to a few minutes because Janet is going to come on and speak about her session as well. So, and I'll try to get anyone who's here. I saw Rose Bard was here and Marcella was here as well. I'm not sure if they're still here, but I'll try and leave some time for all of you to talk. Because all I really want to say is that this session was about people getting into Minecraft and learning what the environment feels like and what gamification feels like. And for myself, my own personal experience, I've been very interested in Minecraft for a long time, but I really didn't know how to get started on it. So I finally had the idea last year to make an EVO session and propose it. I thought it could be a lot of fun, and it certainly did turn out to be. In the process, I met a lot of people who were very knowledgeable in Minecraft, who showed me what was possible. And so this last year, I approached it knowing a little bit more about how I wanted to, how I thought the course should be designed, or the session, I should say. And we got more people on board who have shown us so much about the potential of Minecraft. And I don't want to take all the time talking about that, but basically I've been giving some presentations saying that Minecraft is, the session is not really about Minecraft. There's a big G game and a little G game, something from Jim Paul G, which Jeff Kuhn and Aaron Schwartz talk about. I mention them both because they're both at the University of Ohio, and they set up the server for us. So there's a community here. We've interacted with other communities. We've met a lot of people who've come onto our server, made some amazing builds. You can find the photos, for example, there's a video that Mrs. Gielen, I think she's here earlier, Linda Gielen is here, so maybe she can say a word. Maybe I could leave off and ask if some of those people could take the microphone and speak. I'm talking over myself. She made a video that shows you around the server, and that's there on the Minecraft MOOC page. So if any of those people would like to grab a microphone and say something about your participation in the course. Rose or Linda, or they're still here.
Hi guys, yes. Sorry Vince, I was adjusting my phone, my mic, and that's why I didn't hear you calling my name. Sorry about that. Well, I was really at first a little bit lost, like what my role as a moderator would be. Vince assured me that I could, help new participants to even Minecraft. Just because I was new to Minecraft as well. Yeah, this is Rose. And I learned a lot from the session, just, by playing with more experienced participants. And it was really very nice to see how professional development can be developed through a game platform like Minecraft, because actually it feels like play, but at the same time you build up the community collaboration, teamwork. It depends on the expertise of each participant level. It was really interesting, and I'm very fortunate to be part of the moderation team, and I've learned a lot also about EVO. I had been a participant for many years, since 2012. I usually try to participate every year in one session at least. And it was really nice to step in after Vince and Jeff invited me to become a moderator. So that's what I got from this year. Thank you.
Oh, there we go. Bron Stuckey was one of our co-moderators, and she gave a talk in which she mentioned that some of the best teacher in Minecraft is someone who's just learned something, and Rose was one of those people. She also has a son who worked with her, and that parent-child relationship really helps you to develop in Minecraft. And so she was out wandering the savannas, digging holes, covering herself to keep away from monsters at night, and reporting back. So maybe if Linda or Mirceo, they're still here, would either of you like to say a word about Minecraft? And they may be away from the computer. They were both participants, Mirceo and Linda Gielen, and they were our star participants. Well, Linda set up she made a welcome place. When people come into the server, there are things they can find things things that they need. They can get them from a place that she set up. She and other people built homes there, and that's very important because in Minecraft, when it's in survival mode, there are monsters at night, so you need to find a safe place to be in. So you go in those places, you meet the people there, and that's how you learn not only about Minecraft, but you learn about collaboration and gamification, and that's really what the session was about. Okay, I want to be a good model and not take the floor for too long. Janet Bianchini is going to talk, I believe, about e-textbooks. Is she still there? Is Janet still around? She asked earlier if she could talk. Yes. I believe that's who had asked me if she could speak. And even if not, while she's over here, somebody just came on. Okay. But we can't hear you. We can see you, but we can't hear you. So you need to make sure you're pressing the talk button. Hopefully you're configured for sound. And yes, I mentioned that Rose is saying, Missaya, Linda, and... Oh, you're all in Minecraft now. Oh, no wonder they're not paying attention to this session. They're enjoying Minecraft. Unfortunately, I'm not that good at multitasking. Well, let's... someone is in the microphone. Someone is in the video, but I can't see who it is. Let's see if I get any sort of mouse over or something like that. I'm not sure. But anyway, I don't hear anybody talking from there. So I suppose maybe we could stay here for another 10 or 15 minutes. I kind of need to go after that. Our session is at the top of the hour. And
that's Janet. Mm-hmm. Janet is on the webcam. Janet, can you please try your mic?
And actually, at this point, anybody who wants to talk can take the microphone. We plan to put it into the. We plan to turn this into a participant session. We've sort of got ahead of our schedule, or behind our schedule, I should say. And so we're going a little bit overtime as we speak, but we'd certainly like to hand over to other
Elizabeth.
People.
Elizabeth again, because I was mentioning the session on copyright, which is actually completely out of my interest zone. And it was very interesting. I didn't participate very much at all, but they did have lots and lots of interesting things about how to attribute correctly, explored all of the Creative Commons sites, etc., etc. So it was really very interesting. And Tara Anson, who was the lead moderator, was also very active in another session, which is not here today, which again was a session which to me was very surprising about emotions and multimedia. And like the TDP, I didn't in any way participate, but I did see quite a lot of the messages going through, and there was such a lot of really interesting discussions going on there. It's a pity there's no one here today to speak about it. So I just wanted to say, let's not forget these two other sessions, which were really very, very interesting. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for mentioning that. Dolly has requested the mic. Dolly.
Hello, thanks, Graham. Thanks so much. I thoroughly enjoyed the EVO sessions. It was wonderful, wonderful learning. And I feel now I have a great resource of tools with me. I enjoyed ICT for EELT, and I made apps, learning apps I used, prepared quizzes,
and I shared it on Facebook, and you won't believe how many likes I've got and how many people have further shared that. So it was beautiful experience, I must say, and thank you so much. The other course I participated in was TPD, and great videos by Rosalind. I've shared it with my students also, and such great learning. I think I'm empowered further as a teacher. Thank you so much, Evio. Thank you so much for everything. Thanks.
Yes, thank you very much for speaking about your participation in the sessions. Is there anybody else here who would like to talk about the sessions that they participated in? So EBO sessions are all about the participants and the communities that form. And the big thing that you take away from these sessions, besides a little bit of knowledge, is a great network. This is one of the best professional development experiences on the planet, in my opinion. It's economically viable, free for everybody. Everyone sustains it on cognitive surplus. And people train for it. They train to put on the sessions. Everybody makes sure that all the sessions are well prepared, and it just works on its own dynamics, on its own momentum. Yes, okay, last call to Janet. She would like to speak about the e-textbook session. Anybody else wants to grab the microphone? Jeff, are you still with us?
I am. Barely conscious, but I am here.
Yes, okay. That's it. Sogu. Did I get that right? How's the streaming going?
The streaming's going fine. We've had a couple people pop in and out. No soju involved, just past 1 a.m. here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who's popped in? Were they unable to get into the BBC? Did they talk with you?
A little bit of chatting. Helena had some issues entering the session here, but was able to get in eventually.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you weren't totally lonely over there?
One is never lonely when hanging out with web heads during EVO. Well, I enjoyed checking out all the different
things. Thank you, Jeff. Very nice hearing your voice again.
Yes, Jeff has his own world, World Bridges. And World Bridges is an umbrella for so many projects that have gone on over the years. EdTech Talk is one of the professional one, and the sort of run. You might want to speak about your sessions, Jeff. Korea Bridges is going strong. I know that it seems to be a big focus for you. What other bridges are you involved in?
Webcasting wise, things have gotten a little quieter these days, and I always have plans to get things going again, especially related to language learning and webcasting, but I've been saying that for too long, so I would rather do than talk about doing. So stay tuned, and as soon as we've got English Bridges going or ELT Live again, I will certainly get the word out.
Yeah, Graham Stanley was doing ESL Bridges for a while. So many bridges are possible. How about Minecraft Bridges?
That sounds great. If it's open, if it's still available, I would grab that, man.
Okay. I'll give it some time. Okay. Well, things are getting quiet apart from the moderators. If there are any participants who would like to, Peggy, would you like to say a few words? Peggy?
Yeah. I hope there is somebody from the initiation who would like to say a word before we leave.
I was just shouting out to Peggy George, whose classroom 2.0 happens every Saturday.
and she's always involved in our Learning Together sessions. Well, not always, but I mean, she's heavily involved.
But basically, if Peggy's not there, it didn't happen. She is the witness to all that goes on online.
And she says, no need to speak, just excited to be here with all of you. But sometimes she does come on. And she's always a great person to have around. Okay, well, maybe we're getting to where we can call it a night. What do you think?
I think 2 hours is a pretty good place to stop.
That's a lot of bits and bytes on your hard drive.
Yeah, just one thing about the session of media resources, emotions in teaching and learning. This team have been doing a great job, and there is a lot of interaction going on in their Google Plus community. They have 97, including moderators, 97 members in the Google community, and I think they are okay. They are just fabulous in the session. Okay, so once if you see that it's enough, we can just say thank you to everyone and wish a wonderful year to everyone, and let's wait for EVO 2017.
Yes, and are you going to be our lead coordinator again, to a two-year position?
I think every lead coordinator, let's say, keeps the position for 2 years, right? So I still have 1 year waiting for me. I'd love to get, okay, anyways, it'll be fun.
My favorite line of the night, I forget who it was that said it, but I tried to quit, but they wouldn't let me. That seems to be the rule around here. You can get in, but you can't get out.
Yeah, well,
you have to wait.
Yeah, it's a hard job. It really is a hard job. It's very demanding to be the lead coordinator, and there's a lot of organization involved. Mark taught us about Trello to begin with. I haven't seen did that work out at all?
No, it didn't work, as you see. Yeah, of course. It creates some, let's say, issues concerning that some people don't appreciate it because it's a bit demanding. We need, of course, to get all the team members should be involved if we want it to work, because it's task management. We cannot deal with a group of the team with Trello and then move to deal with the others on their groups or on group communities. So we have to choose one, and I think we are not well prepared this year to do it. We were not prepared. Well prepared to use Trello, though it is very, for me at least, it's a wonderful tool, very effective. I would link it with, say, a Google Calendar, and the two tools work, let's say, do a lot of tasks that we do every day with, let's say, emails and private messages and so on. With these tools, it's not necessary to communicate the same price all the time. We can do it, but of course it's not the basic means of communication. However, we are learning, we have a lot of other things to do. For example, next year, the problem of nationalities, which we didn't take into consideration when with the participants. For example, now we need statistics, but this is not available. Would, for example, try to unify to use only one way of registration. We need some information to be available and to be taken from the participants, because we have to write reports to TESOL and to other sponsors and partners, and of course we have to get enough and reliable information.
I'd like to speak for Janet. She posted in the chat, she said, talking about e-textbook teachers,
session. It says our e-book session was attended by over 100 participants, and we had a wonderful learning outcome with over 20 active e-textbook chapters published. It was an incredible session, very demanding, and, quote, everything worked like a well-oiled machine, unquote, Peggy George, quote. So there we go. We've got that in the recording. And Jeff says he's just hanging in there in Korea. He's about to go hit the Soju. And that's it for tonight, I suppose. Learning Together episode 318 is coming to a close, and also our 15th, 16th EBO, it was the 16th, isn't it? 16th EBO session. Going strong. Looking forward to the next 16 years.
And I don't know if anyone has said it in advance, but kudos to you for, you know, helping me get this whole thing off the ground and sticking with it all these years and showing up every year and doing Learning Together every week and doing all the stuff that you do. You do an amazing job of everything that you do.
Well, as Woody Allen says, just showing up is 80% of it. So there you go. Anyhow, well, thank you very much. And it's been my pleasure, believe me. It's been my my raison d'etre. It's been something that keeps me going through a lot of mundane kind of jobs and all the things that teachers get into. There are things that teachers are really passionate about and things that they have to do because someone else is kind of leaning on them. So this is one of the very passionate things. So anyway, well, thank you very much, and thank you, Jeff, for also hanging in there. I don't know when you started with Tibet Bridges, or anyway, it's been also many years. I think you've been at it equally or longer than I have. Okay, well, thank you, everybody. Good night, and I'm going to...
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Van, for this great job you have done today. I just want to remind you of the statistics. We have 8,616 participants in and 87 moderators in 14 sessions. So thank you, everyone, for hitting this record this year.
Yes, 8,000 of those in one session. I'm not sure if I'm exaggerating. Okay, well, I'm going to stop the recording, and then I'll tell you what has to happen. So, good night, everybody, and we're shutting down for the night. Going into post-show, as Jeff would say. Let me find the recording thing here.